What if everything you've been taught about money is designed to keep you poor? In 2002, a financial educator made a prediction so bold that mainstream media ridiculed him relentlessly. A catastrophic market crash would devastate millions around 2016. 6 years later, as the Great Recession wiped out trillions in wealth and left families homeless, those warnings didn't seem so crazy anymore. This isn't just another story about getting rich. It's about understanding the invisible machinery that's been systematically transferring wealth from your pocket to theirs. And once you see it, you can never unsee it. Picture a young entrepreneur at the height of success, manufacturing rock and roll merchandise worldwide, yet feeling spiritually empty. That was Robert Kiyosaki in 1981 when he encountered Buckminster Fuller, the eccentric genius inventor who designed geodesic domes and predicted humanity's future. What happened next defied everything traditional education taught. Kiyosaki abandoned his lucrative business to study under Fuller, using collaborative mind mapping sessions with colors and sketches instead of conventional note-taking. This second chance school revealed that sometimes you must release what you love to pursue what you're meant to do. You're being robbed, and you've been taught to thank the thieves. In 1903, Rockefeller and Carnegie hijacked education by removing financial literacy to create compliant workers. This explains why schools teach calculus, but not cash flow. Banks use the fractional reserve system to lend out 10 times your deposit, paying you 5% interest while earning 10% on loans created from thin air. Taxes extract wealth before you see your paycheck, a system introduced in 1943. When banks fail, bailouts transfer your tax dollars to cover their losses while executives collect bonuses. Retirement shifted from guaranteed pensions to 401ks that can run dry. Thomas Jefferson warned that banking institutions posed greater threats than standing armies. After Fuller's death in 1983, Kiyosaki and Kim took a leap into the unknown, spending 1985 living in a Toyota and friends' basements, nearly broke. By 1994, they'd achieved financial freedom without traditional jobs by teaching others about money through games and accessible education, launching Rich Dad Poor Dad on Kiyosaki's 50th birthday. Fuller warned humanity faces an evolutionary emergency, not merely a financial crisis. While leaders delay, existential catastrophes multiply, amplified by our inability to cooperate. Schools train students to compete, labeling cooperation cheating. This primitive behavior continues up corporate ladders. Environmental disasters escalate as leaders deny climate change despite melting ice caps and extreme weather. Nuclear waste remains lethal for hundreds of thousands of years, yet gets labeled clean energy. Economic emergencies devastate billions daily as modern wars are fought with money. Psychologist Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs explains how economic collapse destroys lives. When basic physiological and safety needs crumble, higher needs like love, belonging, esteem, and self-actualization fall like dominoes. Kiyosaki witnessed this when his father lost an election and became unemployed, watching his life disintegrate as his wife died and self-esteem vanished. The critical question, who will emerge from coming crises, strengthened. The deadliest threats in the information age are invisible. Kodak invented digital photography in 1975, but went bankrupt when that technology destroyed their business model. Fuller distinguished brain from mind. Your brain sees tangible objects while your mind perceives invisible relationships, like gravity between planets or the perfect putting line in golf. Schools train brains to memorize answers, but never teach minds to explore patterns. Understanding wealth requires seeing across four ages. Hunter-gatherers lived in equality. The agrarian age created landowners and workers. The industrial age added the middle class. The information age birthed invisible wealth, cyber real estate like Google and Amazon, explaining why 19-year-old dropouts become billionaires while 59-year-old executives struggle for work. The fundamental principle making people rich is ephemeralization, doing more with less. Kings produced more food from fixed land. Robber barons created efficient industrial systems. Tech entrepreneurs replace physical systems with invisible technology. Today's largest markets operate unseen. Derivatives, currency, and bonds dwarf the stock market. Your second chance begins when you develop the ability to see these invisible forces before they flatten you. Financial transformation requires invisible internal shifts, like a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. In December 1984, Kiyosaki and Kim left Hawaii broke with $820,000 in debt, living in a borrowed car. By 1994, they were millionaires with $120,000 in annual passive income, achieving financial freedom in 10 years without jobs. They understood three wealth levels: tertiary, paper wealth like stocks; secondary, production wealth like businesses; and primary, resource wealth like gold and land. The affluent investor class holding tertiary wealth suffers most in crashes because they own claims to wealth rather than actual wealth. Real transformation begins by honestly facing your current financial reality, putting your condition on paper, however painful. Then create a financial statement for where you want to be. There are four basic asset classes: business, real estate, paper, and commodities. Find an asset class you love and become knowledgeable about it. The rich work for primary and secondary wealth, not money. They're entrepreneurs who take ideas, find resources, build businesses, and generate money as a byproduct. Most financial experts recommend living below your means, but here's a radical idea: expand your means instead. When three construction workers admired Kiyosaki's Ferrari, he explained how his apartment building paid for it through cash flow. He was playing Monopoly in real life. Conventional wisdom says investing is risky, but with proper education, advisors, and time, you reduce risk and increase rewards. The formula is simple: risk plus control equals rewards. Most experts advise saving money, but why save when governments print it endlessly? Instead, keep money moving through what Kiyosaki calls the velocity of money: raising capital, reinvesting in business growth, repaying investors, taking income through strategic structures, tithing to charity, investing in real estate and oil with tax deductions, and holding gold and silver as insurance. Experts say get out of debt, but since 1971, the dollar itself became debt. There are two kinds. Good debt makes you richer through positive cash flow. Bad debt makes you poorer. The biggest winners make the most mistakes and learn from them. Edison failed over 1,000 times before inventing the light bulb. We live in a startup world where high schoolers become billionaires. Some entrepreneurs are solitary hunters who starve if they don't kill. Others lead teams of specialists. You must decide: pursue security with jobs and conservative investments, or embrace entrepreneurship using debt strategically to acquire businesses and real estate. In school, asking for help is cheating. In business, cooperation is everything. You don't need to be the smartest person to be rich. You need a smart team. Many believe wealth requires greed, but the opposite proves true. While Disney made millions happy, Henry Ford made automobiles affordable. Sergey Brin made information accessible. Your second chance begins with creating a wish list of everything you want. For years, Kiyosaki and Kim drove past their dream house saying, "Someday that will be ours." Today it is, paid for by rental properties. List the assets you want to acquire that will pay for your dreams, then review this list daily. Fuller believed all humans should be rich and warned that if we don't shift from greed to generosity, we'd be evicted from Earth. Your second chance isn't about superficial changes. It's about internal metamorphosis, seeing invisible forces reshaping our world and choosing to build genuine wealth through education, cooperation, and generosity.